Welcome to Evolve to Be Radio, your place for the evolution of consciousness. And my name is Audrey Tara, and I am going to be talking about grounding meditation for the shift in consciousness. And every week, I talk about what it is to be going through the evolution of consciousness right now. As we move through these times of transformation on the planet, what it is that we're doing is that we are evolving. Our human race as a whole is evolving to another level of being. And you can see all through history how we've been on this evolutionary path. And the huge changes that we've made in the way we live and the way we are, the way society is. And you can say that a lot of people are disappointed with the path that our human evolution has taken, even though we have amazing technology available to us and resources available to us, and the way we live in society, everything is very easy, and we've created machinery and we've created ways of living and being to make life more comfortable. And yet there's something missing in all of that. There's the way of being. We've become separated from ourselves. We've become separated from each other. We've become separated from the earth and nature. We've become separated from God or our spirituality. And so even though we have all these vast resources and we have all this amazing technology and knowledge, you know, beyond our comprehension, even in what we knew in terms of knowledge 100 years ago, we've been rapidly increasing our knowledge base, and yet we're still not happy. We're still confused. We still don't know what life is about. And so this is kind of what I talk about on this radio show, the evolution of consciousness, but not so much what we haven't done or we haven't accomplished or even where we're going, because nobody can say what the future holds and where we're heading. But through my understanding, through my meditations, through my connections through myself and through my spirituality and my connection to nature, I've been taught what it means to evolve your consciousness, and not only evolve your consciousness, but what it means to how to do it. You know, that it's almost like there's a step-by-step process of this evolutionary path that we're on. And what I've been seeing in the past 10 years is that everybody's kind of talking about it and proving to us that it's happening. You know, there's the Greg Bradens out in the world that have amazing scientific facts and research of there's shifts and changes going on, not only in our psychological being, but in our physiological being and the earth changes that are happening on the planet and these things. So there's been all these leaders in the field of conscious evolution and planetary shifting and new paradigm and new age thinking that have been saying, yes, this is really happening. This is a phenomenon that's actually happening. And what I've been learning in these past probably 20 years, really, is the how-tos, how to shift your consciousness. So I just got back from India. I was there for 5 weeks, and I was at the Oneness University in southern India, and I was studying with Sri Bhagavan and Sri Amma. And that's exactly what they're doing. They have dedicated their whole entire life mission to the awakening of humanity, and awakening or enlightenment or evolution of consciousness, they're all the same words. They all mean the same things. And so I've sat for 5 weeks in really, really deep contemplation, looking at the pain and suffering of humanity in terms of my own process, where I sit. And, you know, it's kind of a phrase that people say over and over again, but it's really about looking inside. It's not about looking outside. And what I've been talking about is the only time that you look outside of yourself externally at your external world is to see what's going on your internal world, meaning that your external world is only a mirror, a reflection of what is going on the inside of you. And if you want to be part of this evolution of consciousness and the shift of the ages, all you need to do is go inside and work on your own self. And I don't even like to use the term work anymore, because it's not work. It's awareness. And what I mean by awareness is that you're going internally and you're looking at your condition. You're looking at your own pain and suffering. You're looking at your thoughts. You're looking at your belief systems. You're looking at how you live your life. How are you in relationship? How are you in relationship to yourself? How are you in relationship to your family and your friends? How are you in relationship to yourself at work? Are you in a job that you're happy with? Even if you're in a job that you're not happy with in the moment, what's your relationship like with what's in front of you at this time, in the present? And this is all you need to do. This shifting and changing that happens due to your internal reflection is just a really profound way of shifting and changing what's going on this planet. All you need to do is work on yourself. All you need to do is become the highest vibrational frequency possible, meaning understanding and becoming aware that you are an energetic being. Understanding and becoming aware that you live in an energetic environment. And then allowing that frequency to raise to a higher level. And you do this by clearing out your consciousness, by clearing out your internal life. And so how do you, there's many different ways of doing it. And I've explored a lot. I've read Eckhart Tolle. I went to the Barbara Brennan School of Healing where you kind of look at what's going on your outside life, which is mirroring or reflecting what's going on internally. And you sit with your awareness of your internal, your inner life. And you start asking questions. Why did this happen? What does this mean? There's all kinds of reasons. You know, why did I create the reality that I'm in now? There's all kinds of different techniques to really sit and question and look at yourself. And what I learned in India after 15 years of inner reflection and working in this, it's now to me seems like a very patriarchal way of being. It was very action orientated, where I was always looking at my inner self and questioning and questioning, and then moving my energies and raising my vibration, clearing out my chakra system and then grounding, and then coming to this place where I can choose my reality. So then I started shifting my reality just by saying, I don't want to choose this. I think, you know, I see this as a negative behavior pattern. I'm going to choose something different. And what I started to learn in India was there's nothing to do. When I went to India, there was a way of being that just recognized the pain and suffering, the illusions that I had, the negative belief systems that were coming up, and just sitting with those. And coming into this place where I actually, it became painful in my body. I was actually feeling these inner reflections as bodily pain. But instead of trying to get rid of it, you know, somehow clearing it out of my system and using all these different techniques to take action, I sat with the pain and suffering. That's all I did. There was nothing else to do. And when I started to realize that there was nothing to do, all of a sudden my whole entire body dropped. It was like everything, I realized that my whole body was tight and I was in this action mode of doing, doing, doing. And I suddenly realized there was nothing to do but breathe and just allow myself to feel whatever was feeling. So I'll take for an example. I don't want to use an example where I'm going to, I don't know if I could think of an example right now. You also have to understand that I'm only back from India for 2 days in my mind. Because of the techniques that I did, it actually declutched my mind, which means that the dialogue that you have in your inner world, your mind is constantly going, your mind is constantly judging and having a dialogue inside and saying if this is good or bad, or your actions good or bad. It's just a constant dialogue of your mind. Well, my mind has been declutched, meaning that, I almost feel like, they didn't use this terminology, but I can use it, is that my reptilian brain completely, not only did it shut off, but it neurologically reconfigured itself. So it no longer is in control. It's no longer functioning. It was almost like having brain surgery every day for 30 days, which was a really intense process. So it's hard for me to even begin to get an example anymore. The only one that comes up is with my sister, and I don't want to, it's not fair to her because I don't have her permission. So, I'm not going to use an example, and I'm just going to let it be with what it is. I'm just going to talk a little bit about my personal process. So, what happened in India is we looked at our human condition. We looked at the pain and suffering that we have. And through the pain and suffering that we have internally causes so much pain and suffering to others in our outside world. Such as if I feel rejected by somebody, what I notice that I immediately do is my mind starts to create these stories of why they rejected me. Then my mind creates a story of justification of how I'm better than them and that's why they rejected me. Like they were jealous or they're not really a good person and I am a really good person. There's all kinds of things that the mind kind of creates these stories. And these stories are illusions. They're not reality. They're not based on the truth of who we are, because the truth of who we are is that we are these great spiritual beings. We're these highly evolved, conscious beings that are already enlightened. We're already one with divine source. We are divine source. But our mind and our ego has created the illusion that we're separate. And then it has to create these illusions and these stories to keep itself alive. And so you have these experiences of rejection, and your mind can create all kinds of stories of why you were rejected, either negative or positive, depending on where your mind wants to go at the time. And then what happens is then what I noticed about myself is then I went into rejection and I was going to reject this person. But not only did I reject the person that was rejecting me, I started rejecting other people. And it was actually a really beautiful few days of great lesson and awareness for me to see how then I started rejecting a friend of mine that we were in class together. And suddenly I had this awareness of what was going on, and I could see the whole entire situation happening. And I looked at this woman, and this woman would say hi to me every day. And she had these big, beautiful blue eyes. And she was just the sweetest lady. And she couldn't understand why I didn't want to sit with her for lunch or I didn't want to talk to her. And I started to notice that she started feeling bad about herself. And my guess is that she probably went on to reject somebody else or herself. And it's this cycle that we're all in. It's our human conditioning. And what's going on in this shifting of the paradigm in this new age is that we're being asked to become aware of these really powerful internal struggles and realize that we no longer need them, that these internal struggles are all illusion anyways, and that our mind is just creating all of this to survive. And that's when the decoupling starts to happen. It's as you become aware. And it's not like this awareness like, oh my God, I have been rejected and now I'm rejecting somebody else, and my mind is having this conversation in my head of why I got rejected in the first place. It's just about noticing. It's all you have to do is notice and sit with it. And what starts to happen is there starts to become an almost helpless feeling, a feeling of overwhelming helplessness, that there's nothing that you can do. It's just the way you are. It's the way you have been for a very long time. You can start to do a life review and go in and notice how you, through the rejection that you felt and how you've rejected others, how you've rejected yourself. It could be an incredible, incredible journey. It could be one that is extremely painful. And what I'm just asking you is to just sit with the pain. If you sit with the pain and allow the pain to be there, just noticing and just being with it for as long as it takes, what happens is that pain starts to relieve itself. The pain, actually, what you're doing is pain and suffering. They are hidden in your body. That psychological way of being of pain and suffering starts to hide itself in your physical body, in your physical form. And so just by bringing up the awareness of the pain and suffering, you can actually, if you start to think about being rejected, start to feel, where do you feel that in your body? Just breathe and start to think about an incident where you felt rejected. You can pull it from your past. You can pull it from the present. But just one incident just go into your body. And where does it feel tight in your body? And then just start to breathe. Just start to breathe into that painful place or that tightening in your body. And allow all of your awareness to drop into that place. Using your breath to just stay there. And fully experience the pain. Fully become aware of how painful that rejection felt. Start to feel it. Just let yourself experience it. It's not happening now. It might be happening in the moment. Maybe just book up with your significant partner. Maybe you just experienced a family member not being so nice to you. Maybe you didn't get the job that you wanted. Any kind of rejection. Maybe it was the house that you wanted to buy or the apartment that you wanted to get, or you really want a car, but you can't afford it right now. There's all different types of rejection. Just allow yourself to experience the rejection. What does that feel like? You might be sick to your stomach, feeling nauseous. Just breathe into it and let that pain and suffering just consume you, where that is all you feel. Maybe you need to cry. Just allow yourself that feeling. Don't allow the mind to take over. Just allow your body to feel. And keep bringing the breath into the place of where it hurts the most in your body, that area of tension. Just breathe. Keep breathing, keep feeling. So keep your awareness there going, wow, that really hurts. That really doesn't feel good. Feels kind of crappy. And just be with it. Just keep being with it. Just allow whatever needs to come out. Do you need to make a sound? Do you need to roar? Do you need to yell and scream? Do you need to say, I hate you? Whatever's coming up, just let it well up inside of you and just let it come out. Just keep letting it come out. I can feel the energy building, so just keep going. Just keep being there. Keep feeling it, feeling how shitty that feels. It feels horrible. Whatever that rejection is, it might be so painful in your body that you need to scream. Just keep going. Keep being with this. Just keep being with it. Keep breathing. Good. Just keep breathing. Keep allowing the feeling. Allowing yourself to feel this feeling. What you're doing is you're bringing that tight little piece of rejection from deeply being held in your body, hiding it away somewhere so you don't feel it, but it's still there. You're allowing it to well up. So it goes from what I see as this little black dot to a big black ball. Then as you release what you're doing now, stay with it. Just keep breathing. You're going into your mind. So just keep breathing. Just being with this pain. I don't need to describe what's going on. Just breathe. That's good. Just keep feeling what you're feeling. Keep feeling that pain of rejection. Yeah, you might need to cry, and that's okay. Just feel it. Feel how icky it feels. Feel your pain and suffering. You might start to feel weak. You might even start to feel helpless. And that's where you need to get. You need to get to this place of helplessness. Because there's nothing you can do. There's nothing that you can do. You're going to feel this pain and suffering. You have it. It's your human condition. It's who you are. You got hurt. You got sensitive and you got hurt. And that's who we are as human beings. And just bring the breath in. Keep breathing. Keep breathing. There's nothing for you to do but breathe. There's nothing for you to do but feel. And just feeling it as much as you can. The more you feel this rejection, the more you feel the pain and suffering, the deeper you'll be able to release it. Now I want you to imagine a ball of golden light above your head. And I want you to imagine that this ball of golden light is coming down over you. And it's filling your entire being, your entire body with this gold light. And that the source of this gold light is just going to rest in your heart. It's going to rest in the middle of your chest area, your heart center. Not your actual physical heart, but your heart center. And just start to breathe. Knowing that this golden light is actually filling up the spaces where you've just released all this pain and suffering. And it's just moving it quickly out. So just start to breathe into your heart center, knowing that there's this beautiful source of golden light. Releasing all that no longer serves you and just filling you in its grace. And just keep breathing into your heart center now, no longer focusing on the pain and suffering. Just breathing into this golden ball of light, this divine source that is filling you completely. It's anchoring into your heart space. And you're feeling the grace of this golden light. It's just a really peaceful stillness. Allowing your pain and suffering to be resting in this golden light. Because there's nothing for you to do about the pain and suffering. Just allow the golden light to kind of soothe the places where all that pain and suffering was. Kind of just surrendering into this golden light. And just deeply breathing into your heart center. Into this space in your chest. Allowing this divine golden light to just fill you, hold you, soothe the pain and suffering that's there. and breathing deeply. And allowing yourself to take in all of that golden light. And just noticing, if you can't take in the golden light, just notice if you want to stay in the pain and suffering. That's okay too. Just be with whatever is there. If it's the golden light that's there, or if it's the pain and suffering. When I was in India, we got to these places where the pain and suffering was so great and so intense that the only thing that we can do was surrender to our divine. Because there was nowhere else to go. There was nothing else that was going to relieve this pain and suffering. So what I invite you to do with this exercise is that the golden ball of light, let that be your divine. In whatever form your divine takes, also let your divine take that form of a golden ball of light inside of your heart center. And allow that golden ball of light to well up inside of you. And allow that golden ball of light to take over. Allow the divine to take over your pain and suffering. Whether or not you have a connection with your divine, whether or not you feel worthy of the divine being present in your life, whatever your religious upbringings may be, that is of no concern right now. Don't even allow your mind to go there. Just to let your body feel this golden presence in your being, and allowing that golden presence in your being to take over and take the pain and suffering for you. There's nothing else for you to do. And just allowing yourself to be present with whatever is there. And if you can't let the golden ball of light in and the pain and suffering, maybe you need to stay with the pain and suffering for a day or two. I don't know what your process is or where you're at. But at any time you're in the pain and suffering and it's for a while, and there's a moment where you feel like you've had enough, allow that golden ball of light to drop down into your body. And just breathe in that golden ball of light. Listen to this show again if you need to. And just allow yourself to become aware of that presence in your body. And allow that presence to take over. Allow that presence to take the pain and suffering. And take a deep breath in and out. And take another deep breath in and out. Good. And now we're getting to the point where we're going to do the grounding meditations for your shift in consciousness. In grounding meditations, if you're new to this show, it's a grounding meditation is a way of taking your energy and anchoring it deep into the earth to find a profound sense of connection, which will give you balance and safety and calm during your transformation, during your evolution of your consciousness. As you're transforming, as you're becoming aware of your own pain and suffering, you need a place to anchor into. And the energy on the planet is also shifting and changing. the energy grids that we used to automatically anchor our energies into are no longer there, which is why we're feeling more anxiety, why all of our stuff is coming up for us. It's coming up for us to transmute it and transform it. And these energy grids that we, our energy used to be locked into, they're no longer there. They're no longer functioning. You can go back into the archives and listen to some of the talks I had about the solar flares, because the solar flares are actually these great forces of energy that are dissolving the electromagnetic grids of the Earth. We're locked into these old grid patterns of lower vibrational energy or lower forms of consciousness, which means that that's the human pain and suffering, are these lower forms of consciousness that we've been locked into. And now we have this amazing opportunity to shift our consciousness. So what needs to happen is we need to become unlocked out of these old patterns, these old grid formations of lower forms of consciousness, so then we can enter into newer forms of consciousness, which is a higher vibrational consciousness. It's a higher state of being. It's a state of being of love and compassion, of connection. The lower forms of consciousness were violence and anger and hatred and separation. So as these energetic grids that we've been locked into are dissolving, we find that we're having nothing to lock into. And what I've been divinely gifted with was the information that there is an electromagnetic grid formation deep into the center of the Earth that we can lock our consciousness into as we go through these really powerful times of transformation. And so that's what the grounding meditations for your shift in consciousness is. It's grounding into these permanent electromagnetic grids of the Earth so that we're held, we're contained, we feel balanced and calm and safe during these times. So you can do the meditation anyway. You can do the meditation laying down. And if you happen to fall asleep when you're laying down, no worries, because your subconsciousness is still getting the information. You can do the meditation sitting in a chair. If you're sitting in a chair, you're sitting at the edge of the chair. Your feet are flat on the floor. Your back is straight. You might want to put a pillow in between you and the back of the chair for comfort and ease of sitting position. And your eyes are closed and your hands are on your knees. You're sitting at the edge of the chair. Your feet are flat on the floor. Your back is straight. Your hands are on your knees and your eyes are closed. You can also do this meditation if you're an advanced meditator. I would prefer that you did the meditation standing. If you choose to stand, your feet are shoulder width apart, your knees are bent, your eyes are open. If you are doing this meditation standing, your feet are shoulder width apart, your knees are bent, and your eyes are open. And choose one place on the floor in front of you, about 4 or 5 feet in front of you on the floor. A first spot to look at for focus and concentration. And just receive a deep breath in and out. And receive a deep breath in and out. And just bring all of your awareness to the center of your head. You just want to call forth all of your awareness. So you want to bring your conscious awareness into the present moment right here and right now. So if you have any thoughts about the past, anything you thought about this morning, or anything you thought about yesterday, or what's been happening to you in the past, we just did this meditation to bring up pain and suffering, all of that, just call all of those memories that are stuck in the past forward into the present moment right here and right now. And all you need to do is tell yourself to do that. It automatically happens. Thoughts move energy. So you're just thinking about memories of the past, bringing them to the present moment, and it just happens. And any thoughts of your future, what you're going to do today, tomorrow, the week ahead of you, the month ahead of you, just bringing your thoughts from the future into the present moment right here and right now, into the center of the head, and any other energies that have been scattered, any energies that you've hooked into other people, just gently releasing all of your energies that are scattered anywhere else and bringing them back into the present moment right here and right now. Take a deep breath in and out. And now place your hands on your belly, 3 inches below your belly button. And just bring all of your awareness to the area of your pelvis. Using your breath to breathe in and out. Just becoming aware of your pelvis area. And there's a ball of light that sits right 3 inches below your belly button. And it sits right in front of your spinal column. And this ball of light is automatically, as you become aware of it, as you become aware of the area of your in your pelvis, this ball of light is just going to grow and grow and grow and become really bright and really big in your pelvic area. All you need to do is just bring your awareness to your pelvic area, and that ball of light automatically begins to grow. And just use your breath to become aware. It's like bringing all of your attention to your pelvic area. And then let this ball of light grow out wider than your body, 360 degrees around your body, and out about a foot beyond your body. Allow this golden ball of light to just grow and grow and become brighter and brighter and brighter. This is your essence. This is your, in martial arts, they call it your Tan Tien, your center. This is the essence of who you are. And it's going to be touching the edges of your pranic tube, which is a tube of light that surrounds your entire being, entire body. It comes out about a foot or 2 feet around you. And I like to say it looks like one of those old mail chutes, or if you go to the drive-thru at the bank, and you have that little canister, and then the canister just gets sucked up through that tube. So that's what that tube looks like. And mine looks like it actually turned purple. It used to be blue. But it's like I could see through it. And it's just this purple tube that surrounds me. It's about 2 feet outside of my body. And your essence, that ball of light, is now going to grow to reach the edges of your pranic tube. Just by the awareness of this light, your essence, it just becomes brighter and brighter and more solid. More, even more powerful. I have my hands away from my body now, so I could try to feel the energy. There's like a pulsation between my body and my hands. And just with your intention, this ball of light is going to drop down your legs and down this tube of light that's already anchored into the earth. You're now going, this ball of light, you can follow it with your consciousness, with your imagination, with your spiritual eyes, I like to call them. Just follow this ball of light down through the organic matter of the earth. It's about 2,000 miles down. Just following this ball of light. It's just going deep, deep down into the earth, down through this tube of light. This tube of light is already connected deeply into the earth. So you're just following this tube of light. Your ball of light, your essence, is just following that tube down. And it's moving super, super fast. So 2,000 miles, it's like you're moving at the speed of light. Just allow your ball of light to keep moving down, down, down through all the organic matter of the earth, through the soil, through the rocks, through the water, through the minerals, down towards the center of the earth. And now you're going to be sliding into the lava or magma core of the earth. It's where the lava rocks are, just that melted rock. And you might feel a change in the energy. You might feel your body heating up. You might feel or sense a slowdown in your movement. Just allow your ball of light just to sink down into that magma. And here in this place, in the magma core of the earth, I ask that all that no longer serves may be burned off in this place. I can actually feel the heat around me. I can feel the slow thickness of the lava. I could feel the charge of that really high heat and that force of energy that comes with it. And all of that is just burning off all the energy that no longer serves me, so it can become fresh and new. And just a deep, deep letting go and burning off as I'm sliding down through that layer of magma core. My feet are starting to heat up. I can actually feel heat on my skin. But it doesn't matter. It's just using your imagination. If you can't get there energetically feeling or sensing anything, just using your imagination, knowing that you're there. Your thoughts are moving energy. That's why we need to clear our thoughts. That's why we need to clear the negative thoughts out of our head, because our thoughts move energy. So now use your thoughts right now in this visual guided meditation to just allowing yourself to knowing that you're there in whatever experience you're having. You have to understand, I've been doing this since I was about 3 years old. So sometimes you just started, or wherever you're at in your journey, just allow yourself to be where you're at. But knowing that your thoughts are taking you there. So now you're just following this tube down through that molten lava, that molten magma, down, 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 deeper into the earth. And now you're coming out of that magma chamber. And now you're dropping down into the permanent electromagnetic grids of the earth. I need to let you know, nobody teaches this. I'm the only one on the planet that teaches this. So you're not going to find this in any books. You're not going to find any science behind this. You're just going to have to trust me on this one, like I trusted my guidance. This is actually channeled information. So you're dropping down into the electromagnetic grids of the earth. These are lines of light that surround the core center of earth. And just notice whatever you feel here, but see if you feel any shift in energy of where you're at. And know that as you're moving down through these lines of light, that you're connecting, your energy is connecting into these energy grids. You're connecting, clearing, and charging as you're moving down, down, down. That tube of light just keeps going down towards the center of the earth, and you're just moving through this level of the permanent electromagnetic grids of the earth. Just moving down deeper and deeper. Connecting, clearing, charging. Connecting, clearing, charging. That's all you're doing. It's like a click, 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 down, down, deeper into the earth. And if you're using your spiritual eyes, you'll be noticing that you're coming towards a ball of light. This is the essence of Mother Earth. So your ball of light that's traveling down that pranic tube is going to connect and just drop right into the Earth's ball of light, her essence. And you'll just know, so get really bright. And you'll just drop down, down into the Earth's essence. And suddenly you'll stop. It's like we all have our own place that we belong in there. And you'll just come to a stop. And if you use your spiritual eyes, look down at your feet, and you'll notice that there's these flowering quartz crystal clusters that are coming up around your feet and just locking yourself into the essence of Mother Earth. And just knowing that in this place, you're deeply, deeply connected to Mother Earth. And just fill your heart space with gratitude for being connected. You might feel like you're actually in that ball of light, in the essence of Mother Earth, or you may feel like you're on top of the Earth's surface and that there's a piece of your energy that's down connected into the Earth. Either way you do it, it doesn't matter how you're experiencing it. Tomorrow you may do this meditation and your experience might be completely different. But just open your heart with gratitude and love for this divine connection to Mother Earth. We are safe and nurtured. We are physical beings on this planet. We belong here. And Mother Earth, that's why we call her Mother Earth, because she is our mother. She holds us. She gives us safety and shelter. She gives us life, oxygen, nutrition. Everything that we need to survive is here on this planet. She is our mother, and she takes care of us. And this is the most amazing opportunity for you right now to just be in gratitude. Just opening up your heart and just saying thank you. And just feeling this divine connection to Mother Earth. Feeling yourself solidly connecting. Feeling a shifting in your energy field with a knowing that you are connected to Mother Earth in a very deep way. And knowing that you can come back here anytime you need to. And now we're going to start our ascent up back to our bodies. So now you're just going to be going back up that tube of light, just following that tube of light with your thought. Thought takes you there, going up, up, up. You're going back through the permanent electromagnetic grids of the earth. This time you're locking into the magnetic, electromagnetic grids of the earth in gratitude and in a deep grounding, that just that sense of gratitude that you had from Mother Earth. And feeling deeply connected. This new way of being is just you're clicking into this energy. this consciousness is clicking into the electromagnetic grids of the earth. These are permanent electromagnetic grids. As you're going up, you just click, 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 click. You're connecting, clearing, and charging, connecting, clearing, and charging, connecting, clearing, and charging, moving back up towards the earth's surface. And now you're going back through that magma center, that magma chamber that's deep in the earth. Now, with all this really powerful, highly charged energy, it's just charging you up even more, giving you even more energy right now. You've already been cleared of all the heavy energy. Now you're just clearing and you're charging this new energy. This high vibrational energy is just being charged as you move up through this magma chamber, up towards the surface of the earth. And now you're quickly moving out of that magma chamber and through the organic matter of Earth. You're going up 2,000 miles up to the Earth's surface, and you're moving very quickly because you're just a ball of light. In this present state, you're not a material being. You're not solid in form, so you can move at the speed of light. Just very quickly back up, using your thoughts. You're moving back up the surface. You're moving through all the minerals and the water and the earth. And back up into your body. Just take a deep breath into your body, and that pulls all of your energy up into your body. You might feel tingling sensation or any kind of force at the bottom of your feet. And just breathe back into your heart center, knowing that you just did this amazing grounding exercise. You are completely grounded into Mother Earth. You are locked into the permanent electromagnetic field of the earth. So as we're shifting our consciousness and moving into these higher realms of consciousness, your consciousness is locked in the physicality of Mother Earth. So you're feeling balanced and calm and centered. And just take a deep breath in, filling your whole entire body with breath and energy, with life force, and with this knowing that you are deeply connected to Mother Earth. Any powerful transformation that you are going through at this time, you are being held in complete honor, in complete balance, in complete safety. So there's a powerful planetary alignment going on Monday. Carol Ann Kuko. Carol Ann Kuko, you can look her up on the internet. And she writes some great information about this grand trine that's coming up. It's in the form of the Star of David and Merkaba. It's a powerful, powerful day tomorrow of transformation and manifestation. So whatever's coming up for you in your life right now, you could be really manifesting in a powerful way tomorrow if you sit in meditation. So I honor you. I thank you so much for being with me here today. And have an amazing, amazing week. And I will see you next Sunday.